Ren Vaninach Sabine Milish. Amai Kanderanetla Bosh Maorish Dabrase Tami Clashton Nuns Mashlin Island Trouble Gee
Gormat
tax on Jewish as an issue border. As Nims said, the third Eru, as Verem a failed the Kit Sus Eru, as Cody and Shu less Kraken, as Verem Enel on Jew, as Bishu Blow, as Bifes Eru, the now Nisha Chan. Urshaw ren me Federis, Merver, me Serif, as Mer, the me Federis.
Mariam love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind, and she stepped away from me. He did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She stepped away from me, and she went through the fair. And fondly I watched her move here and move there, and homeward she wandered with one star away, as the swan in the came to me, my dead love came in, so softly she entered, a deep made no dim, she laid her hand on me. He did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
And Kiet,
listen.
Kiet, the Shannon crack
Begin noch maar, gekom de klaar. Begin noch maar, gekom de klaar. Begin noch maar, gekom de klaar. Ach, in waarom me, wie we me aan? Ze waren in lekker toegenaming me. Ze waren in lekker toegenaming me. Ze waren in lekker toegenaming me. Svarino ni henie, ni tu de na hendek pos, ni tu de na hendek pos, ni tu de na hendek pos. Nor ve tu tri de ve tu mo, svarine leke tu gnemi me, svarine leke tu gnemi me, svarine leke tu gnemi me, svarino.
there in Kirkmackle, Mr. Redpath?
A money?
Yes. Where were they?
I remember North Laxey. One of Glass Glen. One over to Cali, a little beach south side of Conay.
That's a Cali?
Cali, yes. Mm. And I remember them, another in Tyne Halsey, on the Burskeg there.
Mm.
I remembered bits of work and getting done there, but when I come further north here, well, the next place then is Dunne in Baldrome.
Yes, I know that one.
And the copper mine underneath the lighthouse at Machelhead.
I've been down at that one. Mm.
Yeah. And we come from there, then we come to Glebe here.
Mm.
Well, I've been in the last working that was there, I was working in there, but there was nothing of it, man.
What were they mining under the Glebe?
Iron ore. Oh. Iron ore comes in through the country all the way right along here.
Mm.
And at one time, the Glebe vein went across by a windmill that's over here in mine.
Mm.
And went through the country out to that stack rock there that's in the bay.
Oh, aye.
Because in the early days, they drove a level off the beach there in on it. And they got iron ore. And that's the first place that Captain Robert Christian was in command of a boat. There's some old smack there called Iron Mine, and he was carting iron ore from the Stack Rock into Ramsey Harbour.
Mm-hmm.
A ship there, yeah.
They were shipping it from off the Dunne too, weren't they?
Over then the boat come alongside there and got it.
Yes, right alongside.
Yes,
mm.
And right alongside the big rock. And of course the rock was fixed up and sleepers on it and all this kind of thing, you know, and a floor on the top.
Mm. Still, you can still see a few bolts and bits of iron knocking around.
Oh yes.
Not much though.
Get on top of that big rock and the high rock boat on there, you'll find spikes of iron stuck in it there yet.
Mm.
What size boats were they coming in today?
Well, there were schooners.
Was it all lead, all iron rather, and some copper that they mined? There was nothing else?
No, there was no copper with it.
Mm.
There was no copper with it. I think the only mine they were getting very much copper out of was Laxey in his day.
Mm.
They get lots of copper out of Laxey, as far as I can learn.
They were getting some silver from Laxey too, I believe.
Oh, silver, yes.
Mm.
Aye, silver, copper and lead.
Mm. Laxey seems to have been the best of them.
Oh, Laxey was the best of them. But Laxey's down 300 fathom.
Yes. Did you ever hear much about Snaefell Mine?
No, not much at all. Though it was still silver and Snaefell too.
Mm.
But there was never nothing more done after that disaster in Snaefell than that was finished. It.
Yes.
What were the wages that were going at that time, Mr. Redpath?
Well, I can't exactly tell you. But I do know that when they work, first when they work in these iron mines here, men were working in there, man, for about 12 shillings a week.
Were they?
Mm-hmm. And the
long hours is like two.
No, 8 hour shifts.
8 hours.
8 hour shifts, there wasn't allowed anything else. And of course, the promoters, I don't know what they were getting out of it, but that's all the men was getting, 12 shillings a week.
Mm.
Oh.
Was it much of a quantity of stuff being brought out?
To get to know exactly what was shipped from it, you want to go to the custom house in Ramsey.
I see.
It's all booked there.
All the books.
Yeah, it's all booked there.
Yes.
But this Dunne, it wasn't a true road, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It was one time perhaps nearly as wide as a house, and another time it was pinching out. And there was only an indication of it going through.
Okay.
And then they followed that and they'd come onto another bunch of it, bunches.
Mm-hmm. Does the Dunne go in very far?
It comes from the beach, nearly up the high road below at Baldrome Farmhouse yonder.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly up the high road.
Is there any truth in the tales they say that there's lots of mine shafts under the graveyard?
There's no shafts under the graveyard at all. There's a level going across it.
Mm-hmm.
Under it.
Mm.
The Glebe mine was started. Have you been around that district of late?
Not of late, no.
Oh. You know, there's a water trough down the road, yonder.
Yes.
Well, the glebe level was going in there, up across that field.
Up towards the lighthouse?
No.
No?
What's a northerly, more northerly direction. Mm. It's going in there, up into the next field. And up in the next field, it took the turn and went, come right across the graveyard, right to where that windmill is there now. That windmill is on it.
Oh, aye.
Yes. Mm. That windmill is our water supply. And before that, we had to go down. They had to go down from Mackle Village down to that water trough and carry the water up in buckets.
Right.
Yes. Mm. That's the game they're at then.
Mm.
And when Artie came, had come here, Vicky, a young man. He come to find out the shafts was there going down to the level, you see. And a vicar that was here, some vicar that was here before that, he went and put all that came out of it back in it again. Well, it was dangerous,
mm-hmm.
see,
mm-hmm.
to be left open.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all solid rock, as solid as this wall, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Cut right out. And when Ardy came and come here and found out that this was here down below, he got men and he emptied it.
Aye.
Right out, and they got down 91 feet, and they just got down on top of the level. And it was coming on winter time. Steam pump from Douglas, I think some Knox's people who got it, had it down there. And that pump couldn't cope with the water, and that finished it.
Mm.
He put a windmill on at his expense. He put a tap down the gable of the village for the village beside his own use.
Mm.
That went on all right. He left. Then we got a vicar there, the name Pope. And of course, things was getting bad then. Windmill and all was getting bad. And Pope wasn't a man of very much money, only what he got for his labour, as they say in it. And just then, Northern Lights come along. And they found they couldn't get water in any other place. So they took it over.
Mm-hmm.
The vicar had a say in it, and they had a say in it to keep it in the, to furnish water and keep it in repair for all time. But now you see, the lighthouse people then put a windmill on. That got worn out. And I think this is the third one that's on since RG came and put his on.
Mm-hmm.
Now. And that was pumping water out of the head. But they've left it there yet as a standby in case that the board water fails, for the board water's gone up there too.
Oh.
The both are hooked onto it. The board water goes into the pipe there, and if you start the windmill, then the water comes through from that source right to the same place and goes out the head.
Mm.
Yeah.
Were there many men working in the mines up in Mackle here?
Well, I don't know. There'll be three. There'll be three shifts, you know. That's the 24 hours.
Yes.
And there was only about two men working on a shift, and you couldn't get any more in.
No.
Because the level would be only about 3 to 4 feet wide, you know, and 6 feet high.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't room in.
Yes. There wasn't an awful lot of men then in there.
No. A lot. Other than there'd be a wagoner, you see.
Yes.
Or a couple of wagoners beside that.
Yes.
Taking the stuff out.
And whereabouts was it going to from here, dear? When it was shipped from here, the ore, like?
Into Ramsey.
It was going into Ramsey?
Yes, it was carted into Ramsey.
All right.
From Macklead.
Yeah. Then it would go across then, would it?
Go across. And this well thing over here, I'm telling you about the water supply. They had one time to take all the ore out, and most of the level, down that road.
I see. Mm.
And you might, did you see, if you take notice, a bank come across the field there.
Yeah.
Well, that's where the miners' road was, to cart the stuff out to the main road, on the most of that level. So when they come to find out then that was getting too long a march, well, they sunk the shafts here, and they hauled it up with a horse, and come down the vicar's yard with it yonder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they had part of the cottage that's in the road yonder, the west end of it. There was a weighbridge in there.
There was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that belonged to the mines, that thing. That's what it was built for.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny shop, blacksmith shop.
Mm-hmm.
And a weighbridge, all this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that did hurt you, see, stuck on the edge of the hill, do you mind that there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the magazine.
Oh, yes, that's
that was
mm-hmm.
that.
They kept all the dynamite and stuff.
Oh, there was hardly any dynamite used in them,
no
powder.
No, all powder.
All powder, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember the wagons. I have a recollection of the wagon road going into Drunen yet, and I have a better recollection of the wagon road going into the Mabrek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long were you working yourself in the mines, Mr. Redpath?
Oh, I didn't work no time in.
Mm-hmm.
I had about 4 years knocking about here with Fowlers.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be the father of the Fowlers that's in Ramsey still?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He died in 1922.
Mm-hmm.
Father did.
Did many Cornishmen come over to work in the mines?
No, North Laxey was the place for the Cornishmen.
Mm.
They never come to Iron Oven in them,
no?
No. No.
Mm.
Oh no, the Cornishmen were all in North Laxey.
Mm.
Mm. Do you remember the shipping company that was in Laxey? The boats that were taking the oil away from Laxey mines?
Oh, I don't know there was any particular shipping company.
No.
Of course, those schooners coming in, then getting schooners as a rule, those coming in
was
that time, you know.
Mm.
And those schooners coming in, they're down in there too. I think this Bill Grouch with old Kate had carried several cargoes over from down in. Yeah.
Mm.
But the material and the labour was cheap in that time.
Mm.
Not like it's now.
Oh, it wasn't paid now at all.
But
no.
Couldn't look at it.
And were they using timbers and all to shear up the shaft like in the mines? Or?
You had a timber shaft. If you sunk a shaft, you had a timber that.
Yes.
But when you're going through solid rock, you're shooting that out. There's no timber wanted.
No, that's right.
No, no timber wanted.
No. They'd be blowing all that out.
Shooting
that?
It all out, aye.
Right.
Oh, aye.
Mm.
Shooting it and. And away it goes,
yeah.
Out to daylight.
Yeah.
But there was no timber wanted, only the middle shaft shed about timber and that.
Mm. They all pick and shovel work then after the explosion, was that?
Oh,
mm.
Clean it all out again and get your hammer and drill and begin to bore again.
Aye.
Aye.
Mm. Were they using helmets up there in the mine, like? Did they have a sort of a helmet or?
No.
The
hard hat was used in North Laxey.
Yeah.
But the hard hat was used for a purpose. I'll tell you what the purpose was. A lump of clay stuck on the front of it here and your candle stuck in the clay for light.
Aye, yes.
That's how that was worked. But of late years, we're working with Fowlers here and we're working with acetylene lights.
What was the idea of having three shifts on the day, Mr. Redpath?
It was three shifts, it was night and day.
Night and day, yes. Working all night.
Working all night.
Yes.
Mm. 8 hour shifts,
mm.
3 hours at 24, and
mm.
three shifts at 24.
What time was the first shift starting?
The first shift was starting at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. 6 to 2.
6 to 2.
2 to 10. And 10 to 6.
10 to 6.
Aye. The night shift wouldn't be very popular, is like?
No, it was just coming a bit awkward sometimes.
Yes.
Yes, coming a bit awkward. 1 week your morning shift, another week your evening shift, another week your night shift.
Mm. You changed the shift each week?
Yes. Well,